So will you please tell me who you are and what do you do?
All right. My name is Janice McDowell, and I've been in the Air Force for 8 years. And my job is in the Air Force is known as public health. Outside of the Air Force is sometimes known as preventive medicine, where I do a lot of education, teaching people about vaccines and washing their hands, that type of stuff. While I've been in Afghanistan, I've actually had a mentor role where I've been assigned to an Afghan doctor to help him improve his medical programs.
And where are you from originally?
I call Utah my home. That's mainly what I remember.
And I understand that you have some family members living out in this area?
I do. I have a brother and his family up in the Sandpoint region. And then I also have family that's further down in the Idaho Falls region.
And do you have any other family members that are in the military?
I have a couple of nephews that will be joining the Army soon. And then I have cousins that are in the military. I have a cousin that's in the Coast Guard. And I had an uncle that served in Vietnam, but immediate family, none of my siblings or parents were in the military.
Okay. And how long have you been there in Afghanistan?
I have been here 6 months now.
And how much longer till you return?
Hopefully just a couple more days.
Okay.
So I'm just waiting to get on the plane.
So, have you been deployed before, or have you been to Iraq?
No, I hadn't. I had been begging for a deployment, but circumstances always got in the way. Either I was in the middle of a move, or I was the wrong rank or something. But this is the first time I was allowed to deploy.
Why were you excited to volunteer for a deployment?
Well, I joined the military mainly to feel like I was serving my country, and I wanted to make sure that I also had the opportunity to make that sacrifice that so many of our other airmen and soldiers and sailors and Marines have done. I wanted to make sure that I supported them.
And so I understand you're getting ready to leave in a few days. How have you coped while you're over there? What have you done in order to stay focused, stay calm, relax?
You know, technology has been great. I have, except for during the times when I've been traveling, I've been able to talk to my husband or communicate with family through email or Facebook, and they've also sent cards and packages, which have been a great support.
What's a typical day like over there for you?
When I am mentoring, I usually will go over to meet with my Afghan counterpart for a couple hours during the morning. We don't want to spend too much time with them, otherwise we end up taking control of their office. But after that, I will answer emails and type of thing. We were also the first medical mentors in the southern region, and so our commander gave us the responsibility to go out to the different provinces and determine what the medical assets were. We actually mentored the national police here in Afghanistan, and so we needed to track down each of their clinics and determine what capabilities they had.
How did you communicate with your counterparts?
We had an interpreter.
Did you learn? Oh, sorry. Go ahead and finish.
Well, with an interpreter, it almost seems like meetings go twice as long because you have to wait for what you're said saying is translated, and then what your counterpart's saying is translated. And so that's why we kind of kept the meetings somewhat short, just so our interpreter wouldn't get too tired.
And did you happen to learn any of their language while you spent the time out there?
And I actually went to 3 months of training prior to deploying, and they taught us some Dari while we were there. My Dari is very basic. I know how to find the restroom. I know how to do your basic greetings and count. But since we were talking about a lot of technical things or clinical things, I ended up relying on my interpreter a lot.
Okay, well, we're almost done. I just have a few more questions for you. Why do you think it's important for U.S. troops to be training Afghan counterparts?
Well, I think if you go back in the history of Afghanistan, when they have gone through an oppression and a place where they've been kept in poverty or kept uneducated, they aren't able to progress like the rest of the world. And so if we're allowed to teach them just some basic skills and some basic problem-solving capabilities, then they'll be able to stand on their own and be able to provide for their own population.
And what do you think is the most important thing that you want people to know about the job you're doing there?
What I think is the most important thing about mentoring is helping, not necessarily getting our Afghan counterparts to do how the U.S. would do it, but more on helping them find a solution that will work in their own population. They understand their own culture, they understand their own traditions, and so it's a lot of the things that in U.S. we would think would be the best course of action won't work in Afghanistan. And so I think that's probably the most important thing, was helping them find their own solution.
And what do you normally, what do you do when you're not working with the National Guard? Are you a part-time National Guard person, or are you full-time National Guard?
No, I'm actually active duty Air Force.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
what they called yesterday with the information, and they said that you were in the Guard. So is there anything else that you want to add?
No, in regards to my mission, I think I've said enough. Just want to say hi to my family, and tell them how grateful I am for them.
And you said that your brother lives out in Idaho. What's his first name?
Scott.
And last name?
Myers.
Okay. If you don't have anything else, I would like to thank you. Thank you for your service, ma'am. And also, thank you for going the extra step and calling us back again another day later.
Yeah, that was my pleasure. Do you know, will my family be able to know what time to listen to this? Or?
I plan on having it air between 5 and 9 o'clock tomorrow morning on KXLY 920 AM.
Okay. Sounds great. Thanks for all your help.
No problem. Have a safe trip home.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.